Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
So I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was mecca and then it went this way. Recollect a mecca, mic check on a windmill skill. Mac this cat's wearing Godfather hats. It's okay to parlay the forte better. Tell her my nigga need a sweater tougher than leather. Swing another Bobby King thing and I wreck. But just like the white one, I get no respect. Money stay awake cause the other niggas are fake. From Hollis to the Beacon, know your dumb ass is leaking. CL and Run DMC, so rush it. Big time way before Hammer got to touch it. Remember the faces in all types of places. Look, ma, no shoelaces. And I'm...
You wanna be.
to be. I went to John Jay University, and since kindergarten I acquired the knowledge. And after 12th grade I went straight to college. Down with the kings on the mic, a full swing of the P to the R, not an R&B singer. The R to the UNDMC and the fly human being. Tonight I hold the key. Flowing with the funk track, hit a soul brother black. Pick up the bass, better yet do the space. So let me put my big black twisty on into the early morning. Had the skin zoning, Mecca, yo. You want the Mecca, yo. I make a funky beat so we can blow, check it out. He rocks the boot knock, put you in a headlock. And now all the yada yada flock, cause I'm down with the king.
That was Run DMC. Welcome to the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, with your hosts, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight, the Chocolate Boy Wonder, y'all. John Robinson, a.k.a. my brother, that dude, J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
What's happening, man? What's going on, man?
Good, baby. What's good?
What's happening? Hey, like my man, a pimp named Slickback. I'm doing good, baby. So good. What's happening, bro?
Baby, doing good, man. Doing good. It's, you know, it's Friday Eve. You know, the Get Down is on tonight. Oh,
man, listen.
Man, is there any other place to be? Is there any other place to be? Let's be honest. Is there any other place to be?
Let's be real honest. No.
Thursday
night is the Get Down. I don't care what part of the country you in. Unless you're in Hawaii, or unless you're in some part of Africa, Thursday night is the Get Down.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Facts. Hey,
good to be here with you, brother.
No, man. No. I'm the one that's honored to be here. Man, I've been looking forward to this
Playboy
show all week. So I can sit next
to
the dude that writes all my poetry, y'all. This guy. Y'all ain't know that? He writes all my stuff. Go ahead and tell him, Jay. Tell him the truth.
I do want to admit something when it comes to Van Meadows poetry. I don't write none of that stuff. That'd be all him. And Van told me this is what you want to say tonight. So,
ending
your hair, that's what he's saying.
This guy. What was it? Was it Eddie Murphy? Martin Lawrence one. Eddie Murphy, don't let him fool you. Oh, no. Some of y'all too don't remember that reference. It's okay. We forgive you.
Don't let him fool you. Oh, no. But in the words of my man Shaggy, when Van tried to say J-Rob did something, ladies and gentlemen, remember this song. It wasn't me. Matter of fact, I'm going to put that in the event page tonight. Wasn't me.
There we go. Here we go. But look.
He said I wrote the poetry. It wasn't me.
He did.
Go ahead, Bing.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening in online and you desire to call in to be a part of the Get Down, 319-527-6300 is the number. Press 1 to get down with us. If you're already here and you have not done so, go ahead and press that 1. Now, tonight's show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours?
I got mine too. And I was wearing mine today.
Today? Today.
Y'all need to get these Raw Links.
Yeah, you got to get these Raw Links. Got to. Because they are crafted and hand created by the CEO of that fine company as well as Epiphany Radio, one author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas, whom we thank for giving us the platform Epiphany Radio so that we can do this life poetry. Have fun. Be inspired. Yeah. So if you know the brother, hit him up. Say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Or go ahead and put your order in for your Raw Links. The holiday is coming. You know, so hey, get you some. Now, J-Rob. Wise son.
Yes, sir.
Wise son.
That's me.
Hey.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Hey. I don't think the callers are listening yet. So since they're not listening, and we're mainly talking to the people who are listening in online because the callers here aren't listening, hey, go ahead and let them know what tonight's all about.
Ooh, man, my pleasure. Dig the show. If you notice, a lot of times when I'm speaking to people, I keep it very ginger. And I often use the word beloved when I'm speaking because that is a sign of endearment when speaking to people of our tribe, when we talk about people of this African-American diaspora, I often say beloved. People don't usually get it. People think it's a flirtatious thing. Some people think that it's something different. But beloved is one of my favorite words. Besides, when I'm talking to gentlemen like Van Meadows, gentlemen like Mojave, gentlemen like King, anybody, I address them as brothers because that's the affinity that I have to them. So you'll notice that a lot of my vocabulary is as such. So tonight on the Get Down, we want to explore exactly what it is your favorite word or words in the English language may happen to be. I just exposed one of mine. We're going to let Van Meadows expose one of his. But tonight, we want to hear one of yours. Good, bad, or indifferent, we want to hear about it. Because whatever you give is what we're going to love. What you saying, Van?
Hey, man, I couldn't agree more. You know, you've already given one of yours away. I only have one that I will reveal within my piece. I'm not going to tell y'all right now. I'm just going to just give it to you in my piece. But I have an absolute word that is my favorite of the English language. Some of you may know it. Some of you may not. But one thing's for certain is you will know it by the end of the night.
I like where your head is at. So who might we say would kick this whole thing off? Big Brown.
Did you kick it off last week? You kicked it off last week, didn't you? Or was it me?
I believe I did. Last week was... Okay. I'll keep tabs. So if you wouldn't mind, do me a favor. Kick off the show. Spit that piece. Let them know what that is and what your favorite word sounds like when you give it to them.
Absolutely. title and piece is called More Than Just Beauty. In a modern-day world where actions and words rarely line up or agree, I try to find one word in the English language that embodies me. There are so many adjectives and adverbs, even nouns and verbs, but the word that I need demonstrates what my eyes see. Pleasure principles at their finest, latency mixed with anticipated responses to bear witness to the one word that gives me life, even as I write. Or just visualizing the beauty in a woman's radiant light, even on days I want to give up and give up the fight. Lose myself in more than a moment, I see a sight. And my favorite word compels me to keep going, encourages me to just keep doing something so amazing, that my life reveals that others too are gazing, not knowing that it is because of me reaching into my inked catalog, searching for a pattern of word metaphorical usage to become unlocked. From a growing list of various syllables, making itself present along with other fairy tales and fables, just simply to be heard. I know it sounds remotely absurd that an inspiration could come from an unspoken word, waiting to be written in the skyline of the world for all to see. Exactly what I see. It gives me a new attitude, for my word is pulchritude. Poem.
Boy, I dig this piece for a lot of different reasons. Because it's layered. And you don't do a lot of layered pieces.
I don't.
When you do, you tap into something. For me, I dug how you tapped into this where you said, not knowing that it is because of me reaching into my inked catalog, searching for a pattern of word metaphorical uses to become unclogged from a growing list of various syllables, making itself present along with other fairy tales and fables, just simple to be heard, it sounds remotely absurd. That inspiration could come from an unspoken word. And I tell you, this is what pulchritude is. That entire phrase of playing with pocket pieces of word and word play. I like that a lot, bro. I like
Appreciate this piece a lot.
Specifically for that reason. It just keeps coming back to me because I just like the way it's put together and how layered it is because it says so much. So I'm really digging that. Truly.
You know.
You did your thing.
You know, thank you, bro. I will reveal something about this piece. It's layered because it wasn't a continual thought. It wasn't a continuous thought.
Okay.
Each layer is a separate poem. Because I started and I stopped. I started and I stopped. But I knew
but
my
you
brother
made...
would pick up on it. So.
No, I dig it, bro. The only thing we don't have is the same blood type. But man, I pick up on your poetry.
You sure we don't?
Because we're just linked.
You sure we don't? You sure we don't? I'm O positive, bro.
I'm. Then I stand corrected because I am also O positive. Sweet baby Jesus. Yeah. This gets scarier every year, y'all. This gets scarier every year. Oh my God.
Man.
Oh, my God. This dude here, man. This dude here.
This is my brother for real, y'all. We can't make this stuff up. We cannot.
Can't. You can't. This. Oh, my God. Comic books.
Unbelievable.
Blood type.
Comic books. Blood
left-handed.
Type shoes. Left-handed. Like the cook. Intelligent. Loves words, vocabulary. Writes poetry the way you write poetry. Hey, I do call his mother my mother, by the way, FYI.
Go on now. Say that.
Just saying.
And when I call about his dad, I'm like, yo, how's Pop doing? Talk to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, listen. Man, we can go on this tangent all night. We could. But brother.
Yes,
brother.
Sir.
They need to know what your other word is. So if you don't mind,
got you.
Please get on down.
I will do my best. The other day I found myself looking for a word to describe my vibe. And it felt like I was searching for a piece in my personal history to best describe me. You see, I am a variation of various variables and well-placed thoughts and syllables, a product of tomorrows that may or may not ever come to fruition when dictionary playpens is in my mission, where I draw the line and define what's mine and how I find time to make a dictionary my own personable concubine. When words have been the only woman I have ever been in a long-term relationship with that never hurt me or cheated on me. I mean, what am I supposed to do? When my drug of choice is vocabulary, and how do I control it masterfully? When I want to touch you in places unconsciously, just so that you get me and where I'm taking you. Because my humdrum is more of a conundrum, and it comes from the strings that are strung from whispered words that are spaghetti spun, tuning forks vibrate like intimate instruments and create sounds that remind us of something called poetry. The best thing about all this is that this is just what I knew it would be. You see, for my two favorite words are beloved and poetry. Because beloved means dear to the heart. And I've loved poetry ever since we were introduced and from the very start. And our connection is kinetic. But the results are benevolent. I choose my words carefully because I need you all to understand me. Paul.
Yo. First of all, Dynamic Ink, bro. Beloved and poetry. Dynamic Ink, bro. But I too have parts of this piece that really, really hit home for me. My brother said, when words have been the only woman I've ever been in a long-term relationship with that never hurt me or cheated on me. Ooh, you know I love that. But then he says, what am I supposed to do when my drug of choice is vocabulary? And how do I control it masterfully? Bro. Those are some amazing lines right there. Amazing lines right there, J. Rob the Wise Son. And I'm sitting here like, man, I wish I'd have wrote that. Yeah. Phenomenal, bro. Just phenomenal.
I absolutely thank you, bro. This was fun. You know how much I love the challenge pieces and trying to put something together. So it's like, well, wow, what is my favorite work? You know. That doesn't sound vulgar. That doesn't sound like, you know, some street stuff or what have you. And because we all have those. But poetically speaking, yeah, let me drop this and see if I could turn it into a jewel. And I think we both hit the nail on the head with the jewel.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. This, I too enjoyed writing to this. Because when you think about your favorite word as poets, you know how many words go into our pieces, how many times we may use a word, you know, how many times we may have to go through our ink catalog and be like, yo, I use this word in almost every single piece I write. I wonder how many of the poets listening actually did that and was like, yo, I really must like this word.
It's sort of like how me and David might talk a lot, and there's times that he'll try to figure out different ways of using today, tomorrow, and yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
he does it so
mm-hmm.
well. I mean,
yep.
he does it so
yep.
well.
Yes, he does.
I'm like, you know what? I haven't captured how to do that yet, but I love how he does that. And
yes.
when Dave and I first became cool, one of the things that he posted that caught my attention was how I read like 6 or 7 pieces, and we were going back and forth for like almost 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he played with today, yesterday, and tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's
yeah.
pitching a no-hitter. You know, in
yeah.
every game, he's just pitching a no-hitter. So, you know, kudos to that cat and how he put that together. And that's how I saw this piece for myself coming together. And again, I love how you layered yours. Once I saw how it was coming, I was like, oh, yeah, I found what I loved. Absolutely.
Yeah, man, hey, man, your piece is, your piece, bruh. The way that you, man, when you talked about the words not cheating on you and you've been in a long-term relationship with those, think about that thing. Just think about that for a second. Ever since the moment you could utter your first word, that's how long you've been in a relationship with words. And that's deep.
Yeah.
That is so deep. The only time the words cheated on you is when you said the words cheated on me. Only time.
Yeah.
Bruh, don't let me go back over that, man, because I got so many things going through my head regarding those lines in that piece. But we got to move on. We got to move on because
True
we are deep. Not the only ones with the favorite word. Henceforth, the lineup is thick tonight. Everybody is here.
Is that
and,
true?
Oh, man.
Well, let's stop talking about it. Let's get on down, brother. Let's get on down.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, first up on the mic tonight happened to be Epiphany's own one half host of the Erotic Love Zone and the host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. Amazing.
Hey, Naughty.
Amazing. Cool.
What?
Thank you so much.
Hi, Miss Pearly. I ain't say nothing.
That's cool. It's all right.
It is
beautiful.
So good to hear you.
You as well.
And the coolest part about having you come on the show.
Say again?
We can hear you smiling. We can hear you smile.
Oh, see, that's one of my lines. That's cool. I like that.
and may I say, La Pearl, La Negra, what a dynamite show you had last night.
Yo, with the help of you, it was amazing. Yo,
baby. Man, that show. If y'all missed that show last night, please grab it out the archives. Get you a nice glass of wine if you got a bae sit next to it. If you don't, get whatever you like to use.
Okay.
Please. You're gonna need it.
Yes, you are.
But dynamic show, young lady. Dynamic show.
Thank you. You did an awesome job as well. Thank you.
Yeah, I was a guest and I enjoyed myself. Whew. I think that was my first time co-hosting the Erotic Love Zone.
Actually, it was. I can say you bust your cherry last night.
I did last night.
Oh,
I got him.
Oh, I sure did. You bent him over. You bent him over, girl. It busted a chain.
Oh, no, 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 no. He did the bending, trust me, because he kicked it off. Believe that.
Yeah.
Oh.
As for real.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah. Yes, it was amazing show. It was. Y'all brought it. Y'all came
Dynamite.
Through. Man.
But listen.
Yes.
But listen. Right now, yes. We on the get down. And La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
We want to know, what is your favorite word in the English language? And if you're
not
ready to get
word.
Down. Go ahead.
What word? Cause, man, you can tell by the way she went woo, that you know it's one of doozy words.
You're just making assumptions from a sound I made. That's all. You have no idea.
Okay.
What I'm going right.
It's
tell
all
me,
right.
Tell
it's
me all I'm right. wrong.
It's all right.
You are.
She went, man. That's she right. inhaled and went. She put. You can see right now that she looked into the sky, and she went, "Woo!" I ain't gonna say that.
Can I speak on that real quick, please? Okay.
It's a family
that
show.
Right there,
don't curse at me.
That right there, listen, that right there, when I make that sound, it is actually a stress reliever before I get to my piece because they also make me nervous before I spit. So I have to release
Who
that.
Makes you nervous?
Aside from,
this,
aside
I
guess, from
I don't like none of this stuff. This is all vain. I'll be right there.
Jay,
aside
Jay,
from
cussing. J-Rap. I guess that's probably why you're not supposed to spit. You just swallow.
I'm a lady. I never spit. I'm that way. Ladies always.
Done yet?
All right, all right.
La Perla Negra. La Perla.
Yes,
I text you an apology. I text you an apology. Let's not have this conversation again. Stop talking like that.
I didn't do anything. I legitimately texted you an apology.
We ain't talking like that tonight. I'm being good.
I'm being good.
Ladies,
losing
gentlemen.
No more friends.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down.
I'm being good.
La Perla Negra.
I'm being good, y'all.
Yes.
Please, would you
yes.
indulge us and let us know what your favorite word is and get on down.
I'm being good. I'm still being
I
good.
I will. Thank you. All right. So this is a very, 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 very short piece that I wrote at the last minute because I got caught up today in doing some other things. Okay? And I had to sleep it off when I came home because it's kind of wild out there. Anyway, my favorite word to use, and I don't use it that often, but it is still my favorite, is language. Love language, hate language, soft language, hard, high language, low language, heavenly language from the stars, sign language, body language, belligerent or kind. Speak to me in your native tongue. Help me to understand where you want to go and where you're coming from. Though I have a suitcase full of certain adjectives, I'm not a grammarian. I make too many grammatical errors, in which you may have to excuse my different octaves. I do have a particular way, some will say, with the gift of gab to hold you captive. But if you give me the understanding of your language, we can be on level ground, and there will be no misunderstandings, unresolved and going round and round. Because I'll take the time and teach you mine, which some may find to be a bit difficult. But if you're open to getting a grasp on it, it's love, you see, fighting through and for. All my fault. That's it.
I'm depressed.
Mm. Go ahead, brother.
Impressed. I'm impressed as to how she put this together. And while she said this is really short, this is a very pretty journey that speaks exactly how she is and why this particular topic touched her pen in such a way. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
I still be feeling some kind of way when you cursing, but I really like this piece.
That's my second favorite language.
Mm-hmm. Van Middles, what say you?
Hey, you know, this piece was really clever. I love the way that you got right down into it when you were talking about just language in general. It's your favorite word. And then when you went through the various languages, I was like, okay, I feel this. This was really, really good. Really good. And I dug this for such a short piece. You know, I wanted to hear more. I didn't want you to stop, FYI. I'm just going to put that out there. But this was dope. Truly, truly
dope.
Thank
you.
I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You really like me. You really, really like me. Oh, thank you.
She thinks I'm cute. She thinks I'm cute. She thinks I'm cute.
The pearl.
Like, what's wrong
nigga,
with you?
You
would... She said I'm cute.
She's so cute.
The pearl at Negro, if you would be kind to let everyone know what the Epiphany Radio world universe has you doing.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Okay. So... Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. And I don't know how it's going to go, but I'm looking forward to co-hosting again on Monday night, hint, hint, in the Soul Cafe, you know, because we got this second half of the show. And it's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. Man, Matt right there, speaking a language and your favorite word, whatever it is, that is definitely going to be tapped into in your creative side. Now, Wednesday night, we've been being a little bit raw, a little bad. That's okay because... I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. I think that word speaks for itself. And I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva. Now, we're continuing with our sex game. Every night of the week, we have a name for that day. And we are on Make 'em Moan Monday. I want y'all to come in there and tell us what makes you moan. That's it. Back to you, gentlemen.
Ooh, good luck.
Okay,
I'm gonna need you to start talking
like plain. You gotta say that shit plain. You can't be saying that with all that voice and what have you. This is a family show. You just can't
but
be talking like
the erotic love song. Not the
yeah,
love
but not
song
right
anymore.
Now. Not right now.
Let her talk, man. Let her talk, man. Let her talk.
That's how we got in this mess. That's how we got in this mess, man, with her talking. That's how we got in this mess. No problem. I'm going to shut up.
Noted, my brother. Noted. You're right. La Pearl and Negra.
Really?
We're going to go ahead and
That's how we got in trouble.
And get you over to the get down dance floor. You know, you can.
Then when it's in trouble.
You can let it all hang out over there. I mean, you can two-step over there, and we'll be joining y'all. All right. All right.
I definitely will. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, La Pearl Lanegra.
This is why we stay in trouble.
Check her out this coming Saturday and then Wednesday. Whew, man. Man. Oh, man. Oh,
this
man.
This is how we stay in trouble. Mm-hmm.
You're right. You're right. I'm sorry. I apologize. Are you you ready to keep this party going? You ready?
As ever.
Well, next
we
up,
got,
y'all,
man?
Listen. We have Epiphany's Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. Iron Man, Teddy Ruxpin. Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you Mojave. What's good with you, Hav?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing great, bro. How you doing, man?
I'm goofing off, Major. Trying to figure out some things. And then, you know how you get something and you'd be like, you'd be all excited. Then they tell you, like, you got to pay for a license for it. And a license is completely stupid. So you just be, like, mad about it. So I'm hopping mad because I got suckered. I'm going to give you the instructions. So, yeah, so I was like, I've been hoodwinked, bamboozled. Run amok.
Plymouth Rock ain't land on me.
They got me. I got.
They got you. He got. Plymouth Rock landed on Mojave.
I didn't. They was like, why don't you come on over here? I got a nice little beach house to show you. It's going to be great.
That's like that Family Guy episode when he bought the tank. And he was like, did I tell you it's a tank? You have a tank.
Right.
So I was like, man.
Go ahead, man.
No, bro, it's your turn to usher our brother to the mic, man. I'm anxious to hear this.
I don't know why you're anxious. I ain't doing nothing special. The one thing I use in all my homes, love.
Besides music.
Music, that part. Huh? What happened?
Besides music.
Oh, yeah.
There's a word that you use. Besides music, there's a word that you use.
Love.
Well, that's love usually your love. Theme.
I mean, no, but love shows up in all my homes. But, yeah, I'm just telling you.
Yeah, you're right. Love does show up.
It shows up in all my homes. Either I'm losing it,
if you could,
I got it, had it, gambled with it, lost it, smacked with it, body slam, superfly snooker love, let me see, love, top of love.
Superfly.
I'm just trying. You know, it's just love, man. I'm telling you, it's Coco Beware with the love, Andre the Giant with the love.
No, you didn't. Coco Beware. I'm mad.
Coco Beware.
I was just a Ricky, hey, yo. Ricky the Steamboat Dragon with the love. Jake the Snake. Love.
Ooh yeah, don't forget the Macho Man, brother. Ooh yeah, where's
Macho Man? Macho Man with the love. The Ultimate Warrior with the love. Oh, I'm just telling you, man.
Oh yeah.
WWE
yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
You gonna bob back for that love? I hear you.
We definitely gonna bob back. We definitely gonna bob back.
You gonna Bruno San Martino that love, huh?
Listen, don't forget the Russian sickle, man. Nikita Koloff, come on, boy, don't forget him.
You gonna Ivan Putski that love?
I know, I definitely not.
Ivan Putski. Ooh.
So we just doing a whole bunch of wrestling nerd love.
No. You're gonna give your poetry the fabulous moolah treatment.
Oh, dude, you did not go there. Not the fabulous. Oh, you did not go there. You might as well bring out King Kong Bundy. Wait.
Oh yeah, King Kong Bundy was up, but you know what? I'm gonna take it back and Rocky Johnson that love. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm gonna take it back to when the guys were standing there, he was like, this is how we do it, Daddy, because you already see that it's going to be me, because who else but me could be but me when it is?
Special delivery.
Well, listen.
When it's the American dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, man. Yes,
sir. Or the superstar himself, Billy Graham.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Come on, man. Don't forget the Junkyard Dog, brother.
Oh, we got the Junkyard Dog.
How about George the Animal Steel?
I was just thinking that one next, bro. George the Animal
Steel. Oh, you got George the Animal Steel, that love.
My
man. That's what I'm saying. George the Animal Steel, that love, cousin.
Y'all see what happens when
it
gets down? Do y'all see what happens? And creativity can happen at any moment.
That's because...
At any moment. This man came up with a whole new genre of love called wrestling love. Ooh, I hear you, bro.
Ooh, but girl, come here, girl. Let me wrestle with that love.
Let me show you why you're down for the three count. Let me pin you to the mat of
Let me take you to the top of the turnbuckle.
Now, wise son, can you please usher your brother to the mic. Your cuzzo.
Our
Tiffany brother.
Listen, I want you to do that voodoo that you do when you do what you do, and please get on down.
I got you. Just tell me if this is too loud. Because I'm trying a different setup right now. We're going to see if it works. I'm going to try it over here, see if it happens. Is that too loud?
No, sir. You're good.
Good. Do you know what it feels like to wake up? Lonely. The warmth of your body next to mine. Gone. Sheets not able to tell me when you left. My skin has gone deft. Accustomed to the tune of your sound. Your wavelength, the hum of your mouth, the passionate noises, poise, I searched my mind's eye for it. The memory of you compromised, tasting of sweat and magenta, how your face gathers angle in the throes of orgasm that relaxes into a smile. I can wrap your moans around my manhood, wet either way, received or given, pauses are eccentric, odd as our bods content, contort for pleasure sport. We will feel the pains of efforts later. These orgasms greater than our age or our reach, our imagination is the sensual feel, this sensation of how you part your lips, lift, how your tongue introduces me to want. The closing of your eyes, the connecting of the physical, the tree of spirit, we bear fruit. Our pursuit, chasing the wheel of pleasure, places that know not sun will be kissed and licked, lit, intimacy flickering against nipple and clit, the soul. Do you feel good when I? Do you feel good where I? Do you want me there when I? Squeeze tighter, there is love when you stare and maintain eye contact. When your lips hide me, this bed empty. I am trying to remember how your hands shape me. Push capillaries to cap, flush, giving rise to the power of my thrust. The scent of musk collected on pillows, remembering candles. I know not where you've gone. I search for my memory, like a book in a library for loan. I am missing you. I am missing your mom. And that's the piece.
Yo said... Missing your moan? Is that what you said? Hey, man, let me tell you something, bro. You said love. And that's just it, Javi. When you embrace your favorite word, you become that. It makes sense now. Why every one of your pieces has this element of love, a presence of love, that feeling of love. And this piece is no different, bro. You really do embrace that word. Hey, phenomenal job, bro. Phenomenal job.
I'll try. Put forth effort. See how it works out.
J-Rob.
I want to say that you, Grand Wizard of Wrestling, this piece. I want to say that you, Sergeant Slaughtered, this piece. I want to say that you took the Ernie Ladd route to this piece.
Well, not the Ernie Ladd route.
the big cat. You took it to the big cat. You took it to the big cat. And you Ernie Ladd that piece.
Yeah.
And on top of everything else, it's just an outstanding write. And the cool part about this one this evening, your diction, I don't know how you decided to do it, but this was a different kind of cadence. And because you do certain things so often, you don't hear what we're hearing on this side. But you gave this a different kind of cadence. And you know me, dog, my mind be racing a whole lot. So I'm hearing you in a lounge that's not very loud. And some sister's like, why are you sitting here by yourself? And you like, sit down and let me talk to you for a couple of ticks. And you say this piece to her before getting up and telling her to have a good night. It's just a dope piece all around.
I try, good brother. I try. As much as I can.
You very much so succeeded, sir. Very much so succeeded. So,
indeed.
No argument for me. I dig you. And we missed you last Sunday, but I sent you the video. Your cousin did all right.
Now, Javi.
Hello?
Before we get you over to the dance floor, bro.
Yeah, I'm right here. I am right here.
What you got going on this coming Tuesday, bro?
Right.
You know what? Before we even get to Tuesday, hold on. Before we even get to Tuesday, you got something that happens every Sunday that we hardly ever talk about.
Is that
so
right?
Make sure that you talk about Sunday and Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
What's happening on Sunday?
Man, listen, you know what? I'm going to have to trip you down some stairs. All right, so I'm just talk about Sunday, but I'm going to do something for Tuesday. Right, but Sunday, every Sunday, without fail, but you set some holidays and special occasions, which, you know, much in the Iron Man fashion that it happens to be, we do the Honey Triple Poetry Lounge on Clubhouse. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, 1 p.m. on the West Coast. This Sunday, I do believe that we are doing the greatest love songs and love poems. We're doing all love. We're doing love. Love and sensual. We're not doing nothing, you know. We ain't freaking nasty, you know. Pull your pants. We ain't doing no pull your pants down poetry. Even though people like to pull their pants down, even when we tell them not to, we're not doing no pull your pants down poetry. We're doing love. We're doing the greatest love songs, the greatest love poems. We're looking for love poems. So if you come through, bring a love poem. Don't bring a Jesus Christ, I just slept with your grandmother poems. We don't want to hear none of those. Not too proud of those. I will be sending people to the goo if you come in there and talk about, oh, I can't be nasty or something. I'm like, read the room. Read the room. We are doing love poetry, love songs, the greatest love songs and love poetry. It's going to be a beautiful time. Okay. Cultivate the vibe. Feel the vibe.
So this
going to be doing that.
This is not
that's
no grab your ass poetry. Okay, I'm down.
That's what we're doing. We want love poems for the Sunday. We're working that out. We're going for
okay.
it. But Tuesday. Tuesday. Hold on. Let me get ready. This Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 6 p.m. for the West Coast. Epiphany Radio Universe presents The Honey Dripper 2.0, featuring erotic storyteller, bringing massive authors, writers, and poets telling erotic stories for 5 to 7 minutes here on the For Real Entertainment Network, where we encourage you to take your socks off, but we don't ask you who's naked up in here. Now, if
wow.
you're interested in performing, if you are interested in performing, please make sure that you contact me straight away. You must match the energy. Do not come in here with some stuff that is not going to match, because we will not let it play. And we are pre-selecting all of the authors and everything else. We have people such as Miss Jones, the erotic storyteller, the great author Camille St. Clair. We have so many different people. We have the Duchess, people from all over, bringing you these best and incredible stories erotically here on the 50 Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network on the Honey Dripper 2.0 special erotic storytelling. Be there. Bring a towel, a cool drink, a friend, or your hand. It doesn't matter. Just come. And we mean it. Just come. That's my commercial.
Yo, y'all heard it live here. So make sure you got Sunday, you got Tuesday. Check them out. All right, Javi, one love, one mic. We're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, my brother. Thank you for coming through and sharing your greatness with us. One love.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thank you for the space. And thank you for you guys. My family, I love you guys. You're so great.
You're
so
fantastic.
I love you guys. You're so wonderful.
Good day, sir.
You're so amazing. I just love you guys. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Mojave, on his way to the Get Down dance floor, coming ahead, embracing and embodying the word love. Man, isn't that crazy, bro? That's just But that's how he do us, though. That right there is how he do us. That's how he do us.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Ring Ring.
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard her. Tune into Epiphany Radio. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 when you get here. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, go ahead and press 1 down. The topic, what is your favorite word in the English language? With your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and a chocolate boy wonder himself, Mr. DSP, J. Rob, the wise son. How you feeling, bro?
That's me. I'm good like gumdrops. I'm gravy. Like that should be on some chicken smothered in some poultry goodness.
My man.
How
my man.
Feel?
Hey man, I'm feeling sublime. Metaphorically
sublime.
Metaphorically, wickedly. Oh man, listen. It's an amazing night for poetry. And what we've heard thus far, first hour?
It can only get better. We got a whole another hour and maybe overtime. I mean, let's see what we got. You ready to keep this party going?
Let's see what we got.
Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we have Amelia T. Davis. Welcome, Amelia.
Good evening, Kings.
Very good evening. It is good to hear you.
Absolutely.
It's wonderful to be here. I appreciate that, J-Rob.
Well, I think the inquiring minds of the audience listening, including the two of us, would like to know, what is your favorite word in the English language? And if you're ready, go ahead and get on down.
Well, I will say this, Van. You already know the answer to that, and that's the name of this piece. It's called Fabulous, and it goes like this. Fresh ink for this show. When I first started on internet radio shows, I would typically be asked, how are you doing? My answer would always be, fabulous. It didn't matter how bad off I was doing or what horrible event that I might be coping with. The answer was always fabulous. The reason for that was just as my poetry was taking off and soaring into the atmosphere, my marriage was falling apart and eventually coming to an end. No matter what I might be going through, it was fabulous day because I was no longer living in the misery of my marriage. The various hosts and poets found it great and a joy in hearing me say I was fabulous. Fabulous became a tagline, a signature to my online spoken poetry on the various internet radio shows. At one point, someone actually attempted to impersonate me. Fabulous was drawn out the way only I could do. It became a sensational word for the listening audience until a hater came along and said, the way I said it actually made them nauseous. I rarely say the word fabulous now because of that person. The person even went on to say they personally didn't know anyone who liked to hear me say fabulous. I told them they didn't know everyone and that they were being incredibly disrespectful. So no matter what, fabulous is my favorite word that best describes me. Cream always rises to the top. I will always be fabulous. I am, in fact, the fabulous one. Musings of Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
Wise son.
What was your favorite word, though? Well, no, she said her favorite word was fabulous. Understood. I get it. This was interesting. For a lot of different reasons. But this was interesting. And the explanation speaks for itself. So with that, I will say thank you for bringing that piece of poetry to us.
Dan Meadows, what say you?
Yo, this was definitely interesting. She gave us the history on why fabulous is her favorite word. And I get it, just like you. I mean, yeah, I kind of knew that that was her favorite word. I mean, it's part of harmonica, you know. And, yeah, this was a pretty, pretty explaining piece, Amelia. And now those who don't know, now they do know. Great job. Great job.
Thank you, Kings. I appreciate your feedback. I pray that y'all continue to have successes. Much love, one mic. God bless both of you.
One love, one mic. God bless
you. One love
and
one mic, beloved.
Ladies and gentlemen, and on her way to the Get Down dance floor, Amelia T. Davis. Whew, man. She came through and she did that. She said, let me just break this. She said, let me kick the door down and break it open. Break yourself, fool.
Really, man? Really? That's the way you're going?
Absolutely.
Really?
She woke up. She woke up.
Just let that go, man.
So it's violence today.
Just let that go, man. Let that go. Let that go. Why are you starting? Why are you starting? Just let that go. Just let that go.
Dang it, I didn't do the order right tonight. Ooh, I'm not about to like you right now. Ooh! Are you ready for the next caller? Are you ready?
I certainly am.
I'm really not about to like you. Next up, we have, ladies and gentlemen, Mother of Dragons.
Yeah!
Hey, Mother of Dragons.
Ma! Ma!
Hello.
She's back on the... Yeah! You hear it? You hear me? Okay. I'm sorry. My mother's on the phone.
Hey, Coco. Hey.
What?
Hi.
Mother of Dragon. Well, hello to you. And oh my God, welcome. Welcome so much to the Get Down. It is so good to have you amongst us. Oh my God, I'm clutching my pearls because I don't believe you're on the line, and I'm the one who gets to talk to you. Excuse me if I don't call you Mother of Dragons, but I think the more appropriate nickname, pseudonym. Would be Lady of Chocolate.
Okay.
So, Coco for sure. Hey, Coco. How you doing?
How you doing, man?
I'm so good now.
Hey,
how you doing, JY?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. But hey, enough about me and my reckless passion. Let's talk about you.
Yes.
Tonight on the Get Down, we would like to know what's your favorite word in the English language. I'm going to change my earlier one.
Okay.
Because I'm going to keep beloved. But I like Coco right now. So, before we go any further, would you mind, Van, move out the way. Stop it.
If I have to.
Stop it. If you wouldn't mind, don't mind my co-host. I love him dearly. But if you don't mind, would you please do me the honor? And please let us know what's your favorite word in the English language. And get on down.
Of course. It's the night of a thunderstorm when I want someone to keep me warm. Geechee descent, seaport and layers, southernism. See, want is a need, but won't is a desire. I heard this in my pigtails and chicken coop days, palm trees and dirt roads. My upbringing brought me back to this Gullah word. I wanted to climb trees and ride bikes, the tomboy in me, to a truer sense. Transition to now, I want a teacher, a priest, and a man similar to a cowboy. That's my upbringing again. The mystique with a hint of gentleman. To quote wise words, I want you. I need you. Tell me, will it be me and you? You know I want you. Tell me how you feel. See, we finesse the dialect when we space H pimp GCET language. And that's that piece.
You know, the whole time she's spitting this piece, all I'm hearing is Chaka Khan with, you know, not now, it wasn't Chaka Khan, excuse me. This was Aretha Franklin giving him something he could feel.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to you, and I'm hearing that whole thing, and I can mimic a lot of voices, but I can't do Aretha. Because I sound like some dude who wants to be a woman, and that don't sound sexy. But hearing you do it sounds sexy. I like this call. I like this a lot. And for the people that didn't pick it up, would you mind telling them what your favorite word is?
Won't.
J-Rob. Thank you. Thank you. See, Gary, I told you my favorite word was J-Rob. See? Oh, that wasn't the word? My bad. Would you mind sharing your favorite word, beloved?
Want.
Want. J-Rob. Mm-hmm. Want, J-Rob. I want, J-Rob. I see where you're going with this piece. I want, J-Rob. You know what? You know what? That might be because me being selfish. But I like where you go. I love where your head is at. And thank you so much. I really like this piece. I really like this. Vamil, what say you? Stop hitting me. What you saying?
I mean, is it finally my turn to say something? I mean, because
my bad.
You kind of pinned her up
the table again. My bad.
It was just, you know, I was just wondering if I was going to get a chance to say something. I mean, you know.
She said, I want J-Rob. She said, I want J-Rob. What am I supposed
mother
to say?
Mother okay. Dragons. Let me just say that piece was very excited. I really enjoyed it. And someday you're going to have to give us the background on your word of choice. That is your favorite.
Okay.
I would love to hear the backstory.
Okay, You come to Savannah, you hear that a lot. You hear it a lot. But I heard my grandmother say it a lot. Won't, and it's just something that stuck with me. So yeah.
Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
Say that word again.
Won't.
J-Rob. Okay, cool. I love how that flows from you.
I knew you was gonna do it.
I love how that flows from you.
I knew it.
Mother dragons,
mother dragons, please go to the dance
floor. So much stuff.
And we will join you shortly. So stick around. And
I can definitely do that.
One love.
I can definitely do that. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes, ma'am.
Mother dragons on the way to the get down dance floor.
Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Next up on the mic, we have, I believe this is Urban Voodoo. Welcome to the Get Down.
Hey, yeah, you sound like me, so shout it out.
Hello?
Oh, really? This was like a transition.
Hello?
Every voodoo on the mic. Hello? Are you cool? 323?
Put them on hold, man. We got to come back.
Hello?
Hello?
Ah, there he is. There he is. There he is.
Ah,
there he
hello.
Is.
Herbie Voodoo.
Hello.
Welcome to the
right,
good time.
What's
happening?
Oh, man.
Tonight's a good night,
man.
Brother.
I'm happy to be back on Blog Talk. I ain't heard y'all in a long minute. What that shit do?
Well, whatever brought you to us tonight, welcome. Welcome
absolutely.
And welcome.
I've been trying to find out, man. COVID-19 kind of like threw everything off. I've been trying to find out where it's at. You know what I'm saying? Where the cool poets at. Good evening, all the poets that's listening, all the listeners that's listening to the poets.
Absolutely, bro. And welcome to the Get Down.
Sure. Absolutely.
The Get Down. I'm going to let y'all hear my Get Down then. That cool? Oh, I got to do a little topic. I know it's a question.
Yeah, definitely is a topic. Van Meadows.
So tonight, brother, we just asking. Before you go into the piece, man, we just asking everybody, what is your favorite word in the English language? And then absolutely, brother, go ahead and get on down, get into your
piece. My favorite word in the English language is dictum. It means authoritative speech.
My man. Go ahead and get on down, bro. I'm dying to hear this piece.
You know, she got to talking too much, and I showered her with dictum. Anyway, this piece go like this, y'all.
So what you gonna get into?
My dictum. All right. She touched it. She stroked, sucked, licked. Loved it like chocolate. Sundays feel like dessert the way she tasted my caramel. She blessed my butterscotch, humming hymns on my balls. She straddled me. Loved it long time. She was insatiable, sweet like honey. My honey had a feast until I ruined the sheet. She asked for nothing in return. I moaned like, oh my, and she smiled like, yeah, nigga, I know. Just before I was ready to blow, and then she swallowed her pride, proudly licking her lips. So nasty was she that we did it all over again, and then it was her turn, and I cleaned her moisture eagerly, every drop on lips, face shining, tongue tickled her love, the way her hymen enclosed her labia, decorated her vulva. I opened it and sucked that clitoris just before she came. And then I penetrated her mental. I recited poetry while inside her. I spoke her name while she rolled me, her breast dancing on my face, nipples like chocolate chips, felt their rigidness, felt their delicate, and nibbled them ever so gently. I love the way we climax in porn.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. Listen, this is my first time hearing you. And the content and the delivery, I was enjoying that, man. That was a dope piece. I hope that this ain't the last time you're going to visit us. Because we need to hear more from you, bro. Why, son?
No, that ain't the last time, right? I'm, you know what I mean? I just had to go on hiatus. I spread my wings, bro. I'm flying, man. You know what I mean? Fly with me, my man.
But,
yeah.
I could dig that.
Yes, sir.
But it was for me, because I was digging what you're saying, it was too short. I'm like, he got more than this. Come on. But I was digging what you gave us.
A wise man.
You can't do another piece just yet.
All right, so I'm just gonna say a wise man once said that he give you maximum impact with, you know what I'm saying, the smallest amount of words.
Yes, sir. Amen, and that's exactly what you said. That's exactly
absolutely
what you said. Left me wanting for more, brother. So I dig this. I dig this.
Indeed.
So,
that's right. Y'all get at me. I'm on Facebook. Michelle Fortson. I mean, I don't know.
I just tagged you on your event page.
But I got a page. But, peace, everybody.
Peace, brother.
Peace,
baby. Make sure we connect. Make sure we reach out.
California, y'all. Peace.
My man.
My man.
My love on Mike, bro. Yo, that dude came through here and straight got down erotic on y'all. Y'all ladies enjoy that?
He's
sure hope so.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. That's what's up.
Nice.
Dope, dope. All right. We're going to keep this party going. We're going to go to our favorite Canadian. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Lady A. Welcome to the Get Down.
Hello. How's everyone? I'm good, thanks.
Great.
How about
you? Tonight is a great night.
Is it? Excellent.
Indeed it is.
Well, that's because you guys are mad.
We hope that you're doing equally well.
I am, because I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, shucks.
Steven.
Oh, shucks.
See? Well, well, let me just say, two ace in a tray, buku to you too. Deuce in a tray, buku to you too, baby.
Je t'aime beaucoup, messieurs.
Yeah,
oui, oui, oui.
So, yeah. Tambourines and brass knuckles, baby. That's what she said. So.
Oh, you guys are crazy.
Beloved, welcome to the Get Down.
What show for Harvey giving his love at the end? I was so moved by his. He made me laugh so hard.
That's what he does.
Yeah, pleading and crying with you. It was funny. I enjoy
tonight.
The shows. Really enjoy the fun that you have and the smiles you put on my face anyways. It's all good.
That'd be vain. I'm the serious one. That'd be vain. But listen, tonight we want to know, what's your favorite word in the English language?
I have a lot of words
so,
that I love. I have a lot of them, really. So I try to pin it down to what I love the most in life. And it's the ocean,
mm-hmm.
besides you guys.
Cool.
So my favorite
I like where your head is at.
My favorite
what we
word
gonna do.
Is pristine.
Ooh.
So I've incorporated. Yeah.
Ooh.
I wrote this poem two years ago, and it's called Oceanic Tribute, because I love the ocean. I love the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Van and I are going to get out the way.
Okay.
And we would like for you to get on down.
All right. Oceanic tribute. Smell the salt and seaweed from the ocean vast, clear as crystal, pristine, smooth as a looking glass. Memories inside my head like a million grains of sand, coral, and anemone. Hide ticklefish and crabs. Tides go out and leave behind treasures from the sea. Sun-kissed face turns to the sky as waves sing quietly. Total freedom. Breathe deeply life's seascape. Drowned in aqua waters, there is no need to escape. Magnetic forces pull me in, a life force which I embrace. Water is where I belong. Natural and full of grace. Limpid pools beckon, call my name aloud. Earth, my diving board, I plunge deep within that sound. My feet are planted firm in sand beneath the tide. Water clear and cold, it continues to beckon me. My soul is in this place. These waves of life I ride. Below the surface I belong, enveloped by the sea. Channeling Aphrodite, queen goddess of the ocean. Some magic potion cast a spell and captured me. nourished by salty air and the briny deep. Like turtles, I'm led back to the beginning, back to the sea. End poem.
Wow. Hey, Vane, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, bro.
Have you ever seen that commercial for that app that they call Calm?
Absolutely.
Okay. You hear how that raindrops come on, they tell you be quiet for 30 seconds? I'm listening to her do this piece, and that's exactly what just came to my mind.
I don't know what commercial you're talking about, but thanks. It sounds really good.
Vane?
Can you hear me? I hear you, bro. Can you hear me? Can you hear
now
me?
I can hear you. Stop muting yourself.
Okay, great. Actually, I wasn't muted, and I said, yeah, and I said, mm-hmm, and I said, Yeah, all in that order.
Okay, you got to turn your mic on, because I couldn't hear all that, because all I heard was me and the Pope.
No,
but
no,
maybe
my
it's
mic
me.
Is...
Maybe
is,
it's me.
It might be you, because my mic hasn't changed, hasn't been adjusted, you know, it's pretty much the same.
It's me.
But
it's
okay. It's okay. Hey, it's okay. It's all right.
Some real cool stuff in this piece, and it's just me. I'll take the blame.
Nah, I can't let you take the blame all by yourself, man. It's us. It's us. Our connection got a little wonky, but we're back now. We're back now. Lady A. You know, I've said this to you before. But your ability to include nature, the elements of nature, into your pieces is a unique trait that you have, and I so love it. Because you break up the normal flow of poetry and introduce these elements to make you step back and be like, man, that's some beautiful poetry. So I really enjoy this piece. I really enjoy it. And I love the way that you articulate water in your pieces.
Oh my God. You know what? I've tried to really write about what water does to me. I can't even explain it. It's like I'm part of it.
Yeah.
It's 20 degrees
that.
Celsius, and I was swimming yesterday. I can't stop swimming, even if it's cold out, I can still go into the water and be the only one there, and I feel like I belong in it. It's really something. I'm going to have my ashes strewn into the sea when I die.
Nice. Oh, man.
That's
man.
Dope.
Yeah.
I'm not catching the bus
tonight.
You know what's
funny? I just saw a video of a grandmother's family. She wanted her ashes tossed into the lake that's behind her house, and the ashes formed a heart and then dissipated into the water.
Mm.
And the whole family was like, wait a minute, did y'all just see what I saw? Like,
yeah.
He just poured the ashes into the water, and just like she said, thank you, and it formed a heart. It was incredible.
Oh, wow. But, you know, that's where we come from. We come from the water. Even if you go back to creation, but our mother's wombs, you know, that's where we lived, in the salt water.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something magical about it, and beautiful and calming and peaceful.
Very much so.
I'm glad
Very
you guys like
so.
It. Yeah, I love it.
Thank you.
Love it. Now, we got to get you over to that get down dance floor so that you can dance and move like water, but on the dance floor. Can you handle that?
Woo! Please? That was nice. Very nice.
Be
yes,
fluid,
I
baby.
Do that.
Be fluid, baby.
Absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
All right, ladies
Thank
and gentlemen,
you.
Lady A on her way to the get down dance floor. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Whoo, this show, man, J-Rob, this show right here. Man. Next up on the mic, we've got Brother O. What's good with you, brother O?
Hey, what's good, man? How you doing?
Doing good, my brother. How you?
I'm fine.
Glad to have you with us. Glad to have you with us.
Yes, sir.
Welcome, night, brother O.
Welcome. Welcome to the Get Down.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tonight, man, we basically are asking the question, what is your favorite word in the English language? And then we getting out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down as you explain that.
My favorite word in the English language is truth. And this poem is basically telling the truth about the history of economic inequality. Here goes. My dear brothers and sisters, in the game of Monopoly, every player starts off with $1,500. The main objective of the game is to become the richest player by acquiring as many properties as possible and accumulating the most wealth over your opponents. Now, let's take this concept to establish a connection between slavery, economic inequality, and racism. After the Civil War ended, every free slave was supposed to be compensated 40 acres and a mule as reparations for over 200 years of forced servitude. However, after the assassination of Abraham Lincoln, this measure was subsequently vetoed by the administration of Andrew Johnson. Therefore, the former slave owners turned it around and established a practice of sharecropping as the first form of economic slavery, essentially leaving them with absolutely nothing except debt that had to be repaid and lost to be recouped. Now, say, for instance, that you chose not to receive the $1,500 to start off in the game of Monopoly, in this case, playing to emancipate the slaves who didn't receive their 40 acres and a mule. You may go around the board several times and not collect the $200 if you even landed up on the pass go. However, you don't have the financial resources to buy any of the properties, utilities, railroads, houses, and hotels in Monopoly. Therefore, you would end up completely bankrupt. That's exactly what happened to our great-great-grandparents after slavery. Now, you may say that it's unfair to not have received their 40 acres and a mule, but that's exactly what these United States of America did to them, brothers and sisters, screwed them out of their rightfully deserved reparations. And these greedy rich folks, along with their Republican supporters in the Congress, have the audacity, unmitigated gall, and the Negro roster to say that we are looking for handouts from the government. Now you understand the reasons why our people have struggled financially over the last 157 years. Now, brothers and sisters, if you start out with $1,500 in Monopoly, you will be in a position to buy properties, utilities, railroads, houses, and hotels, collect rent, in order to be the richest tycoon by accumulating assets and wealth over your opponents. The former slave owners knew that if our people ever acquired the knowledge to gain economic power and accumulate wealth to pass down to future generations, that we as a people will be amongst the wealthiest families in this nation and the world, and we as a people will have control over 70% of the world's money and assets. And that's that real true peace by Brother O.
Brother O, Brother O, Brother O. J-Rob, go ahead, bro.
Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you now.
Yeah, we hear you.
All right, Van, I'm having a little trouble on my end. I may have to hang up and call back in.
Okay. Well, while he's doing that, technical difficulties, Brother O, let me just tell you, man, that was a true, true piece And I can see why your word is true. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Listening to your piece, man, made me want to play a game of Monopoly, like get some friends together and, you know, sit down and have a good old board game night playing Monopoly. The last time I did that, I was up to like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Refusing to go down and lost. But this was a brilliant piece, man. I love what you did with it. I love how you crafted it. Very, very creative, man. Very, very creative. J-Rob's not back
yet. Thank you, brother, man. I appreciate
it. Creative. Nah, man, we appreciate you, good brother. What you got going on? Because I know you host a show, too. Let everybody know what show you host and where we can find you.
Everybody can find me on Facebook under the name of my brother, Gavin. I host a radio show every Monday night called Voices Beyond the Pen on Poor Radio Network on TalkShoe.com every Monday night from 8 to 9, I think, Central. Your hottest piece on my show every Monday night. So come on over and share your words with us.
Absolutely, good brother.
Sounds like
absolutely
a plan.
Wise son, let the brother know you feel about his piece, bro.
I liked what I heard before I started having this little problem, but I'm a fan of your work anyway, bro. You could have said Mary Had a Little Lamb, but I'm still a fan of your work. I don't care. But I dug where you was going, because this pro-black piece that you was kicking off, I'm really in that zone. So I digged where you was going, and unfortunately, I couldn't catch the end because of my line. So please excuse me, brother.
Yeah.
But I love what I was listening to prior to that. I love what I was listening to, and it was definitely on my side of the springboard. So thank you for that.
No problem.
All right, brother, we're going to get you to the Get Down dance floor, man, so you can hang out with the crew. Everybody's over there having a great time. So stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one night, brother. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
My man.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother, Brother O. AJ, man, I told you the party was going to get hype. I told you it was going to get hype. Next up on the mic, man, we have a one Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. What's good with you, my brother?
Hey, what's good, man? Jay Robert Weissler, how y'all doing, brothers?
Oh,
salute,
man, doing
King.
Great.
It's good to hear you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
how
likewise,
you doing?
Likewise, man. Oh, great, man. Doing real good.
Excellent.
Yes,
good, brother. Listen. Tonight's been a phenomenal night, and you're going to keep making it dope because we know what you bring to the table when it comes to poetry. So tonight, Van and I would like to know, what is your favorite word in the English language? And
oh,
please,
man,
take control of the mic and get on down. I know this is going to be hot.
It's kind of easy for me. Onomatopoeia, brother, I like that word, you know. Boom, bang, ta-da, you know, stuff like that there. So onomatopoeia is a word I love, you know.
My man. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Hey, no problem, brother. No problem, brother. So I'm going to go ahead and do this thing. Next to one cell, off its word excel. I'll worry a little later about how it was spelled. Here's a tale of two people. Still waters have a ripple, stipulation on a relation that was always fun and games at first. Lust and thirst became trust in purse. Let's face it, we all say shit to make the moment. Whammy kisses, personal dismisses, the shit you done witnessed never went beyond each other's lips. That comfort that gives too, I say, do cats display a name? Shame on that longevity game. You better bet I'm saying nothing lasts forever. Bullshit. I'm tethered. I can cross a bridge from whenever, but when an endeavor becomes more than whatever, brother, you're in for the long haul. She'll become all of y'all. He becomes more than a follower, but if he follows her lead, if she leads, if he leads, it's with guidance. Onomatopoeia smacking her assets, boom, bang, pow. Like, baby, don't do that right now. Become a business plan. Isn't it grand? Ride or die like your own fam. We all begin as friends. Together, let's form a nation. But if forever becomes frustration, if you don't have a business plan, we ain't got no business, man. God forbid you have assets. Then that brings in some moral quest. Praise and God bless off your lips, knowing you never meant that shit. Chalk it up to moments of bliss. Onomatopoeia, oh yeah, oh shit, splash is wet. Dash for cash. You cash in moments of just hit. That leads to this for that. Those other cats pick agenda. If you in there, it's just facts. Relax. I only meant just to wet my feet. It becomes 20 years plus 23 plus a carbon trace tombstone engraved memory. Lots of moments like when she said, hold this in front of your world. Moments like when he held your purse in front of your world. Y'all were so in orbit, an inordinate amount of absorbent. No one else could pull up with your shit. And as we sit in autumn's light, with visions through frost-glazed pain, till death do they start to realize a castle's quest is never at the gate. Across the silk rag on my mic. Slick talk in cool nights. I'll come to shadows in the park. Lamp post evenings as we play dangerously in the dark. Kindred and desire. Inspire spontaneity. Remember those whims per definition. Again, whisper the vagueness of truly see. Gasp at the way one can truly be. Oh my God, no. New to what you didn't know you liked. May I carry you further to undressing. Yes, can be a curse or a blessing. Managing joint hearts won't adhere to a smooth surface. Individually, we are different, agape. Luck of the draw, carry you so far. Boom.
Yo. My goodness. My goodness. My goodness. Hey, man. I got to be honest with you, Joe. It has been a long time since I've heard that word. Long time. And I thank you for bringing that word for us tonight. Put it on the event page because some people may have a hard time spelling it. Because
your piece, brother. I just put it there.
You put it there already? Thank you, bro. Appreciate you.
Yes,
great
sir.
Great minds. But your piece, man, your piece, your cadence, your flow, your content, your delivery. Hey, man, there's a reason why I'm a fan of your work. And to just hear you, and then you bring a word like that, bro, just keep giving me more reasons to look up to you, my brother. Wise son.
Oh, man. Gratitude, brother. Respect. Appreciate y'all, man.
Listen, man, there's power in what you say. And there is a sense of real authority when you give us this kind of a case. I gravitate to it because it's like, I got to listen. You know, and you pause and spin in certain sections of your pieces, and it just gravitates more people to say, I got to pay attention. I might miss something. That's one of the things that really makes me a hardcore fan of your work, because I like the pause. I love how you stay on topic. I like how you dip and you bring it right back up with the edge. That right there, brother, that's poetry for me. That's a poetry for me, and I'm a huge fan of what you bring. Thank you.
I appreciate it, brother.
Wow. All right, good brother. We're going to get you over to that Get Down dance floor, man, so that you can dance with the crew. Hey, man, that party is lit out there tonight. So, bro, just make sure you save us a spot. because we coming out there. I mean, I know Mother Dragons is out there waiting on us. Yeah, we definitely going to get out there. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen,
my man.
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Oh, my gracious. Bruh. Bruh. Whew. Let's keep this party going. Next up on the mic, area code 573 down. Who do we have on the mic?
What's going on, fellas? It's Sinister Spittle.
Sinister Spittle.
No.
My brother. What's good with you?
Everything. Dude, everything's good. Life is good. As we take it, and I'm taking it by the fucking horns, you know? What's up?
My man, you definitely should, without question. Without question.
My man. Hey,
good
listen,
to hear you,
beautiful
bro.
Night.
Indeed.
I was all excited when I saw you were doing this.
Nice. Well, then, hey, brother, let's get right to it then. Since you already know, Van and I would love to know what is your favorite word in the English language. So he and I are going to get out the way. And we want you, my brother, please get on down.
My favorite word is debauchery. So be it. Brothers will. Into an oblivion, an unimaginable to uniformity. A handful, wafting vibration oozing from a handful of the tablet. Color whispered in static fusion, horizontally plastated as the limbs corroding at each nerve junction fading. Deep sleep convulsion. Pour acid vapors upon the liver, cyclic processing. Hanging inverted crucifix stones, probing thorns. Covering the veins of a shooter's final dance to vacancy. Not aware of what had become as a shade you see in tyrannical hues. Junior race, the declaration of my final decree. Embalmed in canisters of morose laughter fractured. As the eye of three vaults into the oblique eclipse. Plaster concern into the arms of benevolence and safekeeping. Yearning transition. Gray landscapes are dotted in occasional maroon outings. Slanted be the breeze's effect on birds of maroon feather. Come to brush foolishly on the tip of radular confrontations. Incite much the same thread as Socrates' claims of telepathy. Mundane climaxes meet. The sensation of dismemberment, something I passed before. Roping the short hairs of death's frail passion, it lured me in. Now, I find absolution inside kidney stones of magic fortune tellers, ageless grief, gunned down without fanfare or high desert hours. Jumping, nervous, innuendo. Losing attempts to root us up on what is now amiss. Escaping breast flicker and silhouettes of rasping carbon. Languidly creep above the undertow, siphoning nightshade, intoxicated by each sickly transfer of their passing dander. Quagmires escaping. Space cowboy in the pearl of stupidity I twirl. Weightless and distracted from the gravitational plethora. Hey, singular instances of we may have gone too far now, but it's the further I seek. And its womb, I am complete. Evocatory breathing and peace.
Yo. Last thing, go ahead. I'll let you go first.
I dig. One of the reasons why I like this brother's work so much, I had a professor in college who spoke in the same mannerisms as this brother here. And I absolutely, when I heard him, I was like, I got to keep hearing this cat because he was one of my favorite professors. And I just couldn't draw away from what the brother was saying. And the fact that his pieces have so much damn substance, bro, salute to you and salute to your poetry, my man. I love it. Absolutely love it. Van Metz.
Amen. I love your word too, bro, debauchery, A, and the way that you used it in your piece, the way that you spit this piece. Hey, man, I'm always excited to hear you come on a mic and spit, man, because just like you said, you're ready to tear it up. And yes, what you did, man. You, it's always a nice little roller coaster ride hearing your wordplay. Bro, what more can I say, man? Dynamic piece, bro. Dynamic piece, dynamic poet. It's good to hear you on the mic, bro.
I thank you, man. I'm getting out there more and more, you know, like, well, less and less, but, you know, I don't do anything on purpose without intent, you know, so, I do. Thank you, fellas. Have a good night, man.
Thank you, bro. Get on that dance floor, man. Get on that dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother, Sinister Spittle, coming through, tearing it down, bro. Oh, my God. Yo, debauchery.
Bad boy.
Indeed. Hey, you know, a night would not be complete without someone that does freestyle with words. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Thank you, man. Thank you for that opening. I'm working on my book, man. I'm working on my formula.
You working on your formula, bro?
Right on.
Yeah, formula 91382. What it does is break down information like enzymes, and instead of study the traditional way, you use my way, and then you can let the information become you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Happy belated birthday, bro.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, snap.
Happy
really belated birthday, man.
First, yeah, thank you very much. I enjoyed my birthday, too. I celebrated my birthday with my queen earlier. And then, you know, she drives me crazy, but I love her.
My man. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
nothing,
man,
wrong with that.
And watch a scary movie called Barbarian. That movie's a trip. I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, good brother.
So, yeah, I enjoy.
You being a wordsmith and all, a man of many words that just free flow off the top of the dome tonight, we want to know, what's your favorite word in the English language? And go ahead and get on down.
All right. We'll put my favorite word is engine. So I'm on a freestyle. Bear with me. I'm on a freestyle, powerful engine. Okay. Right now, it's voting time. Right now, we're talking about what the ancestors died for, what they cried for, about the representation. Can we talk about the infiltration? Can we talk about high robbery and what black folks have not gotten on the other side of the deal? I must speak to my people on a serious note that it's not about who you vote for. It's about what you vote for. I'm a powerful engine, and I come to give you the drive to vote for something or you end up with nothing. To vote for something, you're in with nothing. This is a time about place long ago where our people were in the slaves, some caught in the rebellion. Now listen here, let me grab your attention. Let me let you know about a place of hell. Working on a plantation wanted to kill the master of assassination. You can only be free one time. You don't have to be in the chains of the witch. It's like a solar eclipse, night and day, wondering when the pain ever go away. See, like, I'm coming here like a powerful engine. You're going there to vote. What are they going to give us? We're just tired of voting and not getting nothing in return. So, you, damn it, you either give us something in return or none of y'all getting our votes. Damn it, it's time to let people know we are not playing. You either give us what the ancestors required, like Brother Ho talking about getting our reparations. This is serious. We are furious. We will be like the powerful engine with words, reaction, and today we make things happen. How dare you ask for our vote and don't earn it? Yeah, I'll give you the ballot, but what do I get in return? What do my people get in return? What do the ancestors get in return? I'm a man of madness. I'm a madness of practice, because Malcolm X and Dr. King, Rosa Parks and Marcus Garvey, Turner, to me, the Black Panther movement. Can you give me more powerful black leaders, more Frederick Douglass? Can you give me a Harriet Tubman? Can you add all that to my powerful engine? Because I'm building up. I'm building up for people to be more smarter at the ballot. That anything that we don't get is invalid. This is the time of our moment, our time in our nation, our time in our identification. Our time is now. Our time is not later. Our time is not no way of failure. This is our time that we need to proceed, and everything that we want must be agreed. Now, candidates, do you get that? Do you see what Ice Cube was presenting to you? Well, I am the continuation. Either you give us what we want, or you'll get nothing. Now feel the power of a powerful engine. Mr. Automatic Touch, man, deliver the link. Can you get us in? I'm all in. Five things.
Yo, he was an engine, bro. He just kept going and kept going and kept going, reeling off those rhymes, reeling off those words, only like a true engine could. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about, bro. Why, son?
Ooh.
Wow. You was in locomotive form, bro. Dope piece, but you was in locomotive form.
Thank
that
you,
lyrical
thank
engine, you.
You
stuck to that. I was like, wow. Nice.
Excellent, bro.
Thank you very much.
Excellent, bro.
Thank you.
All right, my go-go brother, we got to get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor so we can get through the rest of these callers.
Y'all got some go-go music, bro? Yeah, you know, can I get down? Can I get down? Yeah, I got to have my, I got to do Happy Feet, man. Y'all got to trip around and something, man. Make me feel at home because I'm from Washington, D.C. You know,
got
nigga
you.
Brother feel
okay.
At home.
DJ got you, bro.
What love, what Mike?
What love, what Mike, go-go? Man, bro, before we get into the next call, ladies and gentlemen, you're tuning into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Congratulations. If you're still hearing my voice, you have made it into the overtime hour of the show. Those who were listening online, if they didn't dial in, well, guess what? They got cut off, and they won't be able to hear the rest of the show. But we still here. J-Rob, the wise son, Poetic, and, of course, you. So let's continue to get on down. How fitting is this, J-Rob? We go from our East Coast go-go brother right to our West Coast go-go brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Sincere. What's good, bro?
Blessings, peace, and grace, gentlemen.
Peace and grace to you.
My man.
What's happening, man?
My man. Oh, man, just daily grind like everybody's doing, just trying to put everything together.
I know that's right.
Absolutely, bro.
I love the show.
Tonight's been a good night, man. Thank you for tuning in.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, dig it. My big brother, dig this.
Yes, sir.
Tonight, Van and I are asking poets, what is your favorite word in the English language? So with that being what it is, please do us both a favor. Let me get Van out the way because you know how he get, and I want you to get on down.
Cats in education, you can't do it. Like I can drive a 10-speed with no hands and fuck you without missing stroke, pin keys, calculator, cyclone, nightmare. Look, I have no teeth, so it would be easy to kiss your neck, leaving no neck marks, aftermath. You still want to set me up politically, minutes away, street mandate to keep kicking up booster Kit Kats? You can't do it. You can't keep lying in order to surprise me with what I am, learning about the past that can't no longer hold me in this slavery. Just in case you guys didn't know, there's 5 states that are keeping their slavery laws. Look it up. You want so bad to control everything, yet pay dues just to sustain human manufacturing, double snake, copyright, another meme for a dualism movie skit. White water tastes as special as drinking Mississippi mud. I can't see the clear dye sprinklers water do or don't. Man-made raindrops. You can't keep denying me my right to want to be equal when the white sheets never wanted a black Klansman to be upright for the same Justice League world whipped. I can't. I can't rebuild urban folklore when 6 years ago I had to use the back door and drink from a colored water fountain. I can't. And the audacity keeps selling me body parts for human white sheets spread death control around nonviolence. I can't keep taking this. Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
My brother.
I can't keep taking this.
I can't keep taking it. That's what grabbed me too, bro. That's what grabbed me too.
Because what captured me more, Van, it wasn't long, but it was poignant and to the point. You know, and that ending just like the nail on the head of the coffin and whatnot, where you're getting exactly what this is. I can't do this. And I'm a lover of words, and I like what he did with this. Coach.
I appreciate you.
Van Meadows.
Yo. This was a fire piece, my brother. As always, man, I dug what you was, you know, rhyming, scribing, just putting it out in the airways with this piece. But I just can't take no more. I felt that in my soul, brother. I felt that.
I appreciate you taking time allowing this platform to happen.
Man. All right, my brother.
Love
ladies
you on both sides of this, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That is our West Coast go-go brother, Sincere.
One love, one mic, gentlemen.
One love, one mic. Get on that dance floor.
One love, one mic, big bro.
One love, one mic.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to do my go-go swing.
My man. Woo. Bro, what a show, man. What a show.
Agreed.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give you the Epiphany lineup. Join us tomorrow night for Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Anonymity. Saturday night is Poetic Therapy with La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night is The Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is Mojave Show, Honey Drippers. Make sure you don't want to miss it. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone, Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. And then J-Rob and myself will be right back here next Thursday for another edition of The Get Down.
The Get Down.
Last words of the evening. I'm going to start with you, my brother, as always, J-Rob the Wise Son.
Big bro, listen. Not only do I love The Get Down, not only do I love Epiphany Radio Universe, not only do I love you, I love these callers. Every single time you'll come through, you'll bless us with different versions and different visions of what poetry is supposed to look like and how beautiful it can be when done in your style. And I love you all for taking time out of your busy schedule to get down with us on The Get Down. Because without you, there is no show. Van Meadows, I don't know how we keep doing it. It's September. We've been through the highs. We've been through the lows. We've had a couple of colds. We've had all kind of stuff happen throughout the course of the year, brother, and we're still here. I salute you as a testament to you and your poetry pen. What you delivered this evening was nothing short of spectacular. And I loved every minute of what you brought. I love you, bro. Thank you for this. Thank you for being my tag team partner. And now I find it too. We got the same blood type. Man, I need to check the DNA again because I know Mojave ain't my only family member. I know Mojave ain't the only family member. Me, you, and Mojave
are
related.
Can't be.
It's not coincidence. So I just want to say
not.
Thank you again. I love you, bro. And salute to you.
Amen. Thank you, bro. I love you too, man. Ladies and gentlemen, first and foremost, let me give it back to my brother, my co-host. Without him, man, listen, I don't know where I'd be sometimes, man. He's got to reel me in a lot of times. The level of creativity that exudes inside this man is nothing short of amazing. And that's why I love when he and I talk. We talk about everything. But when it comes to this poetry thing, all we want to do is figure out how we can be better for you guys, how the topic can push your pen, push your level of creativity. Because we just want to hear you grow and grow and grow, and by any means, you all have grown so much when y'all challenge and take the challenge of the topics that we do. You all are amazing and phenomenal poets. And J-Rob the Wise Son, you are a phenomenal and amazing individual. And don't you ever forget that, bro. And I love you, man.
Love you.
To the poets, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, everybody that called in, man, we do not take your time for granted. We are excited that you come through and you spend 2 hours or more with us, hanging out, doing life, doing poetry. Without you, there's no Epiphany Radio. I'm going to say that till I ain't got no more air left to breathe in my body. So we appreciate you, and we love you, too. Now, get on out of here. Come back tomorrow, because me and J-Rob got to get on this dance floor, because there's some stuff going on over there, and I'm just like, woo-wee! The party is over.
You set it off. And wait. I need to go find a mother dragon. Pardon me, man.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. I get it, man. I get it. Do you know, man, that I am just finally able to see the event page, y'all? I was having the same problem I was having last week, bro. It just was not coming up for me. Now it's up. I'd have missed out on so much. Just know I love y'all, man. I love y'all. We'll see y'all on the dance floor because I'm going to do the hugger buck, y'all. One love.
I'm
going to
do the
mic.
Why.
Do the why, baby. Get it in, get it in, get it in. One love, one mic. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. Peace.
Peace, y'all.